You are listening to Time for Three, a daily biblical devotional for couples brought to you by Sam and Debbie Wood of Family Fortress Ministries. You can purchase a printed copy of Time for Three at familyfortress.org.
April 23rd, You Only. Our first scripture reading is from Amos chapter 3 and verses 1 through 6. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel, against the whole family that I brought up out of the land of Egypt. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to meet? Does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Does a young lion cry out from his den if he has taken nothing? Does a bird fall into a snare on the earth when there is no trap for it? Does a snare spring up from the ground when it has taken nothing? Is a trumpet blown in a city and the people are not afraid? Does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has done it? Our next scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. Every Christian marriage ceremony includes sacred vows between two people who agree to walk only with the other for the rest of their lives. This agreement is preceded by first meeting and getting to know each other. After all, how could we possibly walk together except you're in agreement? God uses the word yada in Hebrew in verse 2 to picture the intimate relationship between himself and the nation of Israel. This is the same word he uses new to portray the intimacy in marriage between Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1. He adds special emphasis to the word by stating you only in Amos chapter 3 and verse 2. This language reveals that Israel was the only chosen one to walk in agreement with him as his bride. What a tremendous privilege. But with every privilege comes responsibility. To whom much is given, much will be required. Through a series of 7 rhetorical questions, Amos reminds Israel that each effect has a cause. The people had broken their covenant with God, yet they expected to continue to walk in agreement with him, enjoying his presence and fellowship without repentance and reformation. Agreement would only come through reconciliation with God. Couples who initially agree to share their lives often find themselves miles apart in the months or years that follow. Disagreements can cause distance in a relationship that makes spouses who were once in agreement feel totally incompatible. Repentance will only come as they humble themselves and agree that intimacy with God has to be the common path to their walk with each other. Once their vertical relationship is in agreement with Him, their horizontal relationship can be restored with each other. Are you walking in agreement with God in your marriage?
If you are blessed by these daily podcast devotions, please consider joining our ministry team by making a donation of $2 per month on our ministry website at familyfortress.org or on our ministry app. In appreciation of your support, you will receive a free printed copy of our book, What is Marriage? Family Fortress Ministries is a nonprofit focused on enriching families through biblical teaching. More resources are available at familyfortress.org and on the Family Fortress Ministries app, which can be downloaded from the App Store or Google Play. Thank you for your support, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.